Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. It is so good to have you with me once again. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen. May the blessing of the Lord be upon you even as we go forward. I'm praying that the Lord open your eyes and open your ears to see what he has for you in this hour. We are still in our series, No Other Gods. I didn't put that in the announcement. Amen. But our topic today is Denounce Rebellion and Live. We're still in the series. No Other Gods. Denounce rebellion and live. The Lord is calling for his people and even those that do not know him to return to the Lord, return to your first love. I mean, return to the days where you were prayerful and hearing the word of God in your ears. Return to the days when you felt the presence of God directing you and moving you in certain areas. Return to your first love. The Lord is doing some great and mighty things, and he wants you to understand. He wants you to see. He wants you to know. He wants you to hear, and you cannot do it if the devil has your eyes on something else. So don't be distracted in this hour. It's time to repent and return to the Lord. Repentance is to change your mind. I mean, godly sorrow brings repentance, the word of God says. Godly sorrow brings repentance. Amen. A change of your mind. So change your mind about the way you've been thinking, even about other people, and begin to talk to the Lord and ask him to help you to see what, to love like he loves. Amen. That's the best way to put it, because this is the prayer that I have every day. Lord, help me love what you love and hate what you hate. Help me have your perspective. Whatever your opinion is, Lord God, that's what my opinion will be, because I was bought with a price. I no longer belong to myself. Glory to God, but I belong to the true and the living God, my Lord, and my Savior, Jesus Christ. So whatever he loves, I will love. Whatever he hates, I will hate. Whatever his perspective is, that will be my perspective. Whatever his opinion is, it will be my opinion. So we must put on the mind of Christ so that we can think the way that God would have us to think. And the Holy Spirit that is within us, he will lead us and guide us to all truth and all understanding, and he will show us what perspectives and what things that we have picked up that are absolutely wrong. We have been indoctrinated by the ways of the world and by demon power in this nation, in the United States. But the Lord is shaking us to wake us up and see the light of his word, and see those things that were not written, and see those things that are not true, and see those things that are not light but are darkness instead, because he wants us to be the children of the day, the children of the light. He wants us to walk in the light and not in the darkness, because if we continue to walk in the darkness will overtake us. But in the middle of the darkness, amen, there's a light gleaming through, and it is the Lord. He is showing us the way out, and the first step in that way out is repentance. Returning back to the Lord. Change your mind about those things. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, amen, about a dream I had. And I honestly don't remember the dream itself, but I remember how, I know how it woke me up, because it startled me, and it still makes me really nervous, because I haven't heard anybody else say anything else, anything the way that this came forward for me. But I want to give you some scripture, amen. We always want to go back to the word when we're talking about anything. Amen. Let's first pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless your name right now, Lord God, and we thank and we praise you, Lord God, for your spirit. We thank you, Lord God, that you are truth, you are light, you are faithful, you are our provider, you are our strength. You keep us from danger, seen and unseen, Lord God. Even in our ignorance, Lord God, you lift us up out of the muck and the mire so that we can see that we thought was clean, it was dirty instead. Father, in the name of Jesus, lead us up and lead us out. Lead us, Lord God, in your truth, Lord God, and help us to see the light of the gospel. Help us to see the light of your word. Help us to hear and obey in this hour, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Bless all those that are listening right now, Lord God, whatever their needs are. I lift them up before you, Lord God, and I ask, Lord God, that you send forth deliverance, Send forth healing, Lord God. Send forth that answer, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Whatever the need is, Lord, I'm asking with them, Lord God, that you hear their cries, Lord God, and that you answer their pleas, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and give them a mind, Lord God, when they receive that word from you, to obey it, because in that word there is life, Lord God, and we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise, because your word is life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I give God the glory. Hallelujah. We're talking about denouncing rebellion. Amen. And let me give you a definition, and then I'm going to tell you about what happened to me. Amen. In the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, opposition, it says rebellion is opposition to one in authority or dominance or dominant resistance to an established government. The Oxford American Writer's Thesaurus says rebellion is an uprising or defiance. The word denounce means to expose or to condemn. So we are exposing and condemning rebellion in the name of Jesus. We are exposing and condemning rebellion in the name of Jesus. We are showing for this demonic device that was bent on turning us in a direction that was not of God, that it is bent on not blinding us to what is true. Amen. Instead, we walk in a lie. Oh, Jesus. Amen. I'm just going to give you some scriptures, amen, from the word. Amen. Ezra 9, chapter 4, verse 19, and this is from the ESV. It says, and my computer is acting up a little bit, guys, so let me move my computer. So give me just a second. Let me move it so we can plug in. Glory to God. Amen. I didn't realize the power was so low when I came on. My apologies for that. Amen. We're looking at Ezra chapter 4, verse 19 from the ESV. And it says that I made a decree and search has been made. And it was found that this oath has risen against kings and that rebellion and sedition have been made in it. I'm going to give you another scripture from 1 Samuel 15 and 23. It says, for rebellion is a sin of divination and presumption is as iniquity and idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has rejected you from becoming king. And we know, if you know the history in 1 Samuel, amen, he was speaking to Saul because the Lord had given Saul a mandate, amen, to go in and utterly destroy a city. And Saul and his men did not do that. They actually brought out of the city some of the booty and also kept the king alive. And Samuel ended up killing the king himself because the Lord told them to utterly destroy that city. That means nothing was supposed to be left alive. But Saul did not obey, and the Lord removed his anointing from him because of his rebellion. Amen. Proverbs 17 and 18 it says, an evil man seeks only rebellion, and a cruel messenger will be sent against him. Amen. We know this actually it should also be pertaining to Saul as well, because when the anointing of the Lord left Saul, an evil spirit came upon him that was actually taunting him. And David was sent, amen, to soothe his spirit, amen, and that's exactly what happened. David would play, and Saul would calm down because that evil spirit was taunting and tormenting him, amen, because this word in Proverbs 17 and 18 says, an evil man seeks only rebellion, and a cruel messenger will be sent against him, amen, and that word actually proves that out, amen, that experience that Saul had. Glory to God. The last one I'm going to give is from Luke chapter 6 and 46. And it says, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I tell you? Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do what I tell you? Why do you call the Lord, Lord, and you don't do what he tells you? Now, I want to go to my dream, or to what the Lord was saying to me, because I'm not even sure I can actually call it a dream. Well, this was last Sunday, I had written it down, so I'm going to read it, and hopefully I wrote it well enough that you will understand, because I did see after I sent it forward that I had a few typos, but I want to share it. So last Sunday, I woke up from a dream yelling, "Lord, deliver this nation." And I mean, I yelled it, "Lord, deliver this nation." And it startled me fully awake. And I was asking the Lord, what was it that I was dreaming that I would wake up like that? So I continued to pray for our nation and talk to God about the history of the United States. And I was reminded, and I was reminding the Lord that we were founded on Christianity. What happened? And that's when I heard the word no. It was like 10 years of my childhood was whirling through my mind, all the history that I had learned, not only through my childhood, but later on in my college years when I had gained more understanding and more knowledge. Amen. I was still accepting of the fact that we were founded on Christian principles, amen, basically. But what happened then was, as all those things were coming back to my remembrance, and I mean, I really had forgotten a lot of these things that were coming back to me about how many had broken off from the church in England, and they basically rebelled, and they were getting away to freely worship the Lord and freely live as Christians, as Protestants, as it turned out, or those that protested, Protestants. They came to the Americas, or to the United States, to freely worship the Lord. But the Lord was saying, no, we were not founded on Christian principles, even though that is what our history books say. Amen. So what I heard in that is, and I even said it as, you know, my mind was being bombarded by all this information. I said, oh, no, we really weren't. We were founded on rebellion and witchcraft. And, oh, my God. But we've been indoctrinated to believe the cover up, and it's not even covered. It's not covered up. We see all those things that transpired after those that protested against the Church of England came to the United States. We see those things that have happened, and we even see the product of it happening today. We see the results every day. So now this made me really nervous, and it was hard for me to continue to pray. So I called a couple of friends that are also prophets and intercessors, and I asked them to pray with me, and I told them about this, about my awakening or how I woke up. And in the meantime, another day during the same week, and this was last week, I was awakening from a nap, and I heard denounce rebellion. Amen. That's exposed this rebellion. So also, let me share with you this, too. So since November, February or so, I have been preaching the series entitled No Other Gods, to return to the Lord, amen, return to your first love. And in the meantime, the Lord was letting me know about deliverance ministry increasing in my life. And I had, and because I heard that word, amen, and even had a prophet tell me as well, so I got a witness to that, amen. So the Lord didn't just say it to me. He sent me a witness to let me know, hey, this is me talking. Amen. Because, you know, sometimes we believe the word that we receive is us, and it's the Lord, but the Lord will send us a witness. And if you haven't received a witness, ask the Lord, because the word lets us know out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. Amen. So there was the two witnesses, me and that prophet, amen, that came forward to let me know that deliverance ministry would be increasing in my ministry. And as it happened, there was a school of deliverance that fit my needs, and I signed up. And as I was going through the first lesson, she mentioned a quote by Derek Prince. Now, I had never heard of Derek Prince, so I wrote it down, and I continued just taking that class, not really thinking much about it until the day after I connected with those intercessor friends about what I was seeing. What I was doing that day after is I was going through some YouTube videos to listen to a certain apostle that I just really like to hear the word coming from her, because I found it to be true. It aligns with the word of God, and I love hearing from her. So I was looking for something of hers that I had not listened to before, and there was that name, Derek Prince. So I listened to this message, and I believe the message was entitled Casting Down Strongholds. And as I listened to this message, he said it. the very same thing that I had heard about our foundation, rebellion and witchcraft. I was totally floored. The Lord is calling his people back. I'm telling you, the Lord is calling his people back. He wants his church back. He's calling for repentance in this hour. Godly sorrow brings repentance, and we are being shaken awake in the United States. So while the remnant, those that continue to hold on to the true and the living God, those that were not fooled by the enemy, while they continue to grow stronger in his presence, the larger part of the American church has become weak and judgmental. But we must expose these demonic forces that have held the U.S. captive. Then I believe a great awakening will spread across the nation like wildfire. Some are already experiencing the Lord in this manner. The Lord is moving. He is bringing forth his prophets with his mighty hand. He's bringing evangelists out of the back and into the forefront, amen, to glean the harvest that is white and ripe, amen. The laborers, the word says, are few, but the harvest is plenteous, amen. There are many that are ripe for the harvest because we are truly being shaken, and some of them don't even understand why we're being shaken. And no, I do not believe the Lord brought this pandemic, but I believe he is using this pandemic, amen, that he has allowed, amen, to shake us and to make us look up and live. Because while we are believing, amen, the lie and the cover-up, the enemy is getting a big kick out of it, amen, and we are stuck in neutral when the Lord wants us to soar with the eagles. It's time for us to recognize the rebellion that is in the underbelly of this nation and not only this one. So if you live in another nation, a rebellion is there too. Amen. So begin to expose rebellion and live. Look up and live by the principles of godliness and live by the Spirit of the Lord. If you have not received the Holy Ghost yet, go to Acts chapter 2 and read what happened on the day of Pentecost when they began to call on the Lord. They were with one accord in the presence of God Almighty, and they were praising, amen, and magnifying God and waiting to be endued with power from on high so that they could be witnesses of the truth with power, amen, with power, anointed by the Spirit of God. And that is exactly what the Lord wants to do in this hour. He wants us to look up and live, to go forth with power and with the anointing, with demonstrations of his power. Signs, miracles, and wonders will follow us in this age. The Lord told them, greater works shall you do. And then we're not seeing many of those greater works in this age because we're stuck on neutral. But the Lord wants us to look up and live so that we soar as the eagle, so that we rise above the rebellion, so we arise above the devices of the enemy, so that we rise above what we think even of ourselves. The Lord wants us to see differently. He's going to change your vision. Just begin to align yourself with the Spirit of the Lord so that he can change your vision, change what you see, change what you heard. Begin to pluck up and disassemble and evict those indoctrinations, those lies of the devil. That cover up is just a cover up, because when they came over into this nation, we know they went back and brought slaves from Africa. That's a lie from the pit of hell. There was nothing godly about it. The word of God tells us to esteem our brothers greater than ourselves. They did not do that. We cannot say we were founded on Christian principles and ethics. That's a lie from the pit of hell. And of course God had a remnant that was here, but they were small compared to the greater that was believing the delusion of the devil. That's a lie. We will no longer believe the lie of the devil. We believe the truth of God and the truth of his word. Why do you call me Lord? The word says, Jesus said it. Why do you call me Lord? Lord, and not do what I tell you. Glory to God. The word tells us to esteem one another greater than yourself. The word tells us to love the Lord with all of our heart, all of our mind, all of our soul, and all of our strength. And to love our neighbor as ourselves. Don't believe the lie. That was not happening in our foundation. They pushed out the First Nation people that were helping them to survive. They would have never made it through the first winter if it were not for the First Nations people. They were pushed off of their lands, and they were deceived in many different ways, probably more than I even realized happened. And man, we weren't there. We only know the words that were written and those things that were passed along. And some of those things were not true. But it's time for us to denounce, to expose and condemn rebellion, to expose and condemn witchcraft, and to look up and live, to receive the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. Speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God gives utterance, so that he can bring us instruction, so that the Holy Spirit would direct us and redirect us and show us those things that are true and those things that are a lie, so that we can walk in the light. We must walk in the light in this hour, because worse things are coming. The Word of God tells us that there are worse things than this pandemic that has killed 500,000 people and 3 million have been affected. There are worse things coming. The Word tells us so. We must walk in the light. The Spirit of the Lord is our protector. He will keep us from danger seen and unseen. And then many are praying the prayer in Psalm 91 over their lives, amen, that no plague come nigh their dwelling, because the Lord will hide us under the shadow of his wing. But if he does not recognize you, if you are not sealed with his Spirit, you will not be among those that he hides. And yes, he does reign on the just as well as the unjust. And usually, because in many cases, and this is my opinion, because I believe you are marked. Amen. Marked to do a work for him. Don't continue to rebel against his presence. Don't continue to say no when the Lord is knocking at the door of your heart. Don't keep saying no, because there will come a time that he will stop knocking. Either he'll stop knocking or you'll stop hearing the knock, because the devil will distract you and distract you and distract you until you no longer can hear the call of the Lord. But in this hour, hallelujah to God, he is calling, because he's not willing that any should perish and that all should come unto repentance. Hear the word of the Lord. We are condemning rebellion in this hour. We are looking up to live, amen, to walk in the light of godliness, to walk in the light of truth. Go back. Take another look at the word of God. Take another look at those things you didn't understand. Hold it up before the Lord and ask him about it. Hold it up before the Lord and ask him to come in. Ask his presence into your life. He will change everything. Everything, everything. He will change everything about your life. Those things you couldn't understand, those things you couldn't see, those things you just weren't aware of, the Spirit of the Lord will begin to speak to you and give you understanding and show you the way of life, the way of life. You know, the word lets us know there is a way that's to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Amen. We are walking around, we're like dead men walking in this nation, because we have believed the lie, when the truth has always been present. Wisdom, amen, is crying loud in the streets, and many are not hearing the cry of her voice. But wisdom is here again, crying to that you expose and condemn rebellion, that you look up and live, amen. The light of the Lord is shining down on you, that you might receive him and know what is truth. Know the difference between the truth and a lie. Amen. We're watching television and seeing, amen, many, amen, that are rising up in hatred, believing that their principles and that the philosophy that they stand behind is truth. It's a lie from the pit of hell. They've been tricked. They've been bamboozled, hoodwinked by Satan himself, because he wants to blind you from the light of godliness. He wants to blind you from the light of the truth, so that you will reap the same consequences that he will reap. He is absolutely damned. He is already, there's nothing that he can do to change, amen, his end. He is going to hell, and he is going to burn with fire for all of eternity. And he wants to take as many as he can with him because he has nothing to lose. But you do. You have something to lose. You will lose your life if you don't look up and live. While God is giving you the opportunity, he is giving you an opportunity right now. And today is the day of salvation. Right now, salvation is right there where you are. Right now, the presence of the Lord is moving in the room where you are, in the car where you are, where you're standing, sitting, or lying. I don't know what position you're in or what country you may be in this hour, but I do know today is the day of salvation, and the Lord is calling your name so that you look up and live, so that you will live, so that you will live, you will live, you will live, and he will show you what living really is. So many think they know what it is to live. They think it's to get out of their parents' house and be able to do whatever you want to do. There is no nation under the sun where you can do whatever you want. There are always going to be boundaries and rules and laws that keep us in order. And the word of the Lord, amen, it has boundaries. And it has boundaries and precepts that keep us in life. It keeps us in the lane of living. Narrow is this path, but it is the way to life. Broad is the way to destruction. Oh, my God, the Lord wants you on that narrow path so that you can live. Amen. No more of this. No more hatred. No more lying. No more cover-up. We are exposing the cover-up. We're exposing the cover-up today and condemning it in the name of Jesus. Rebellion, I condemn you in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we condemn that spirit. Lord, forgive us. Forgive us for believing that lie of the devil. Forgive us for having blinders placed over our eyes, Lord God, and not seeking your face to find out whether or not it was true. Forgive us, Lord God, for being so distracted. Oh, Lord, heal this land, Lord God. Heal this land, Lord God. Deliver our nations, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Deliver every people, Lord God, across every nation, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, and bless the nations, all nations under the sun, with deliverance, Lord God, with power, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, with signs and wonders, Lord God. Oh, Lord, with upheavals, Lord God. Remove people from platforms, Lord. Remove people from government places, Lord God, that are in rebellion. Lord God, we're denouncing it, Lord, today. We're exposing it, and we are condemning it in the name of Jesus because we want to live. And the only way to live is in Christ. He is the only way to life. And then there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Amen. It's the name of Jesus. And no man comes to the Father except by him. Don't believe the lies. Nobody is coming to God except through Jesus Christ. Amen. Read chapter 2 of Acts. Amen. And receive the Holy Ghost and fire. Amen. So that you can witness the life-giving power of God, not only in your life, but you'll see him move in the life of your family members and all around you, because the Lord will begin to use you. He'll begin to use you to proclaim life. God bless you. God keep you, and God anoint you in Jesus' name. Amen.